Blog Talk Radio.
Computer on.
Space, the final frontier. These are the voyages of the starship
Mele
Prize. Its 5-year mission to explore. To seek out new life and new civilizations. To boldly go where no has gone before.
This is time for the hottest show on the internet. It's Wrecking the Game Radio with your host DJ Smith, an international call. It is the time for the internet.
Interface complete.
By the way she licks her lips, that she really wants to take a hit of this. I'll be the genie that will grant her a wish and give her sexual bliss. I can see that she's ready. Whenever I kiss her neck and she feel my touch, she opened up her mouth, I said, shorty, please hush. We about to make a movie, don't interrupt. Just shut off your phone, turn off the lights. Gotta make sure that the mood is right. I'm about to give you everything you like. Let the Vicky lingerie fit your body so right. She ain't Hollywood, but she gets so dramatic. Sleep in the morning, we right back at it. Take deep breath. Like she asthmatic, got a shiver in it, shaking like one of them matic. I'm one of them habits, she'll never quit. Always get high whenever she get a hit. Feeling for the sex, she'll send me a text, that's it. I can see that she's ready. Look into her eyes, see so much lust. Body of a goddess, face of a queen. Definition of sexy when she in them jeans. An amazing sight when she in them tights. Love it when she wear the heels that I like.
No top, no bottom.
Yeah, that's right. Shorty only wearing heels that I like. Never met a woman that could do it like that. Willing to get it on at the drop of a hat. That's my stone, ready to get it on. Going through withdrawal whenever I'm not home. Cause I'm one of them habits, she'll never quit. Always get high whenever she get a hit. All she gotta do is just lick her lips and that's it.
I can see that she's ready.
Yeah, was ist los. Today we learn the German, man. This is Tuesday time to learn the language. And we got some German in the room, you know what I'm saying, trying to figure out what the hell it said. I can read two words of it. And now I was talking to Sinai, you know what I'm saying. Sinai said he had a, ran over like 7 kilometers yesterday night. Prior to our great, oh yeah, damn, running your ass off. Shout out to Singapore up in the building, you know what I'm saying? Of course, that's on the Asian circuit, you know what I'm saying, not on the German circuit. Shit, I ain't on no circuits. What does that tell you? Talk Fahamala, Fahamla, Bahasa Germany. Aber if take, oh, you got, think I take a shower, certain he'll be back. He had a long night. I think that's what it's saying. He had a long night. He'll be back. Something to teach German. After I finish at the house, something he doing something at the house. Yeah. There you go. All right. I guess he'll be back. Shouts out to Side Knot, you know what I'm saying, over there in the Netherlands. Let's see if he's going to call in and shit, you know what I'm saying. Right now I'm on the sidelines, you know what I'm saying, getting some German music. You know what I'm saying, because you got to, you got to make the day festive, you know what I'm saying. So each and every day, you know what I'm saying, we learn something new right here live on the show. Reggae Game Radio, a.k.a. Starship Smelly Prize, each and every Tuesday, we're going to a language, you know what I'm saying? So all month long, we are going into the German language. Just wrapped up Espanol. And if y'all like to learn the language for free, fuck going out there and buying any kind of Rosetta Stones and all the other gay bullshit, go to www.byki.com. That's B as in boy, Y as in yellow, K as in K, I as in I, goddammit. You know what I'm saying? And go check it out. It's BYK.com. And guaranteed, man, all the lessons that I'm teaching here on the show, you can also check them out, you know what I'm saying, on that website. Also, when we do start, if you want a more visual effect of what I'm teaching each and every Tuesday, you can go to www.livestream.com/WDGE radio. And you can see me live, man. Yeah, I'm live via webcam during the show, during the teaching part, you know what I'm saying, because I give you a visualization while I'm talking, you know what I'm saying. I give you more of a visual effect so you can see the words and not just actually hear the words and hear me spelling the words. It's more interactive that way. And also, if you happen to be on the show, www.blogtalkradio.com/smellybtr. 12 p.m. to 2 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, you can just click on the link, and it'll take you straight over to my site, and you can check all that good shit out. And, yeah, there you go. Dance with an Angel. All righty. We have we got a new friend up here, Dance with an Angel. All righty, then. Shouts out to you, girl. The if this reads, yeah, Singapore, United States. But we know you in the U.S. They're a Dance with a Hamley Angel. Yeah, I'm looking for some German music right now. Yeah, to me this shit looks like a bunch of goddamn techno and shit. But we gonna try to find something within it. German Montero, Montes Escondido. That ain't German. German beer drinking songs. There we go. That's what I was looking for. Oktoberfest music. Yeah. All right. Let me get some of this techno shit. Let's see. Rammstein's Barbie Girl. All right. Let's get that. Let's get the German folk. DJ Germania. Go for him. German military music. Nah, don't think I want that. Military marches, no. Yeah, we'll take the beer music. Anything that's got to do with beer, that's got to be good. You know what I'm saying? Let's see. German folk music. All right, yeah, we'll try that. And let's try Rat-a-tat, Germany to Germany. All right, Deutschland music, people. I have some Spanish music playing when I was learning Spanish, so damn it. You get some German music to learn fucking German. Yeah. And, y'all be dropping all the links and all that good stuff for the show. I'm not on the cam yet, but y'all can see beautiful Tampa, Florida. until then, hold on, here we go. Wow! Shouts out to 186 Deuce. You know what I'm saying? This motherfucker knocking bitches out, you know. That's how we do, man. And, yeah, if y'all know what the fuck happened, y'all hear it. You know what I'm saying? Sometimes, you know, we got to handle some beers. Matter of fact, y'all hold on a second. Let me look up some Bruce, Bruce. Yeah. This is what my dog was doing last night, and then we're going to get back into it. You know what I'm saying? It's Tuesday time to learn the language. Shouts out to 186 Deuce. You know what I'm saying? Up in this mofo flipper representing San Jose, California. You know what I'm saying? And, yeah, Guten Morgen. It's Guten Morgen. Was ist los? Yeah, and actually, it's Guten Nacht up in Singapore right now. Come on, boy, you know what I'm saying? He 12 hours difference, so if it's 12 hours in the afternoon, which is Guten Abend, then it would be, you know what I'm saying, 12 at night, 12 a.m. over there in Singapore. So that is actually Guten Nacht. Yeah, there you go, Guten Abend. Guten Morgen is good morning. Guten Abend is good afternoon. And then you have a Guten Nacht. And that is just to, you know what I'm saying, just to give y'all a little, you know. We ain't even getting into it yet, though. You know what I'm saying? You don't remember. What kind of is that? Well, yeah, I was up in there, too. You know what I'm saying? You're verboten. You're forbidden for what? Yeah, I know what verboten is. I've seen that a lot of times, you know what I'm saying? Especially around the motherfucking red light districts. You better watch yourself going around that motherfucker, you know what I'm saying? See it. So we're going to get into a little handle of biz right here, some straight little records. And, yeah, I got the webcam up, you know what I'm saying? You should be able to click on it, check it out. And we live, you know what I'm saying? Oh, I ain't got the webcam up, my bad. I got the Brewski Nationals playing right now, you know what I'm saying, Milwaukee Gays Best. Y'all can also check out that video, you know what I'm saying, our number one disc video for all the fag tags of Milwaukee. Yes, sorry, if you are a resident of Milwaukee, please get the fuck out now. Your state is being ill-represented by the Mill Gay Nation. Yeah, and that's how we do. So, matter of fact, let me drop a little something on here and give some shout-outs. Some shout-outs along to, well, hell no, I got to change the shit. He ain't Heavenly Angel no more, so hold on, let me change that real quick. To Dance with the Angel. And I can't see a motherfucking thing. There we go. And edit that one. Okay, take that out. Oh, yeah. And then, boom. All right, boom. There we go. All right, y'all check this out. Now, y'all ain't going to see me on the cam just yet. You know, I can pop up. So, what's up? What the hell does that say? What's up, the H Dance? What the fuck is that? Oh, my bad, girl. I don't know what the hell that is. Yeah, it's all fucked up. Dance with an Angel. All right, there we go. Okay, I don't know what the hell I just did. This thing ain't right. There it goes. Bam! Y'all see it? You know what I'm saying? Man, give y'all shots out real quick. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, verboten is forbidden. When you go down to the red light district, you'll notice it's a lot of signs, you know what I'm saying? Because the red light districts in Germany are brothels. You know what I'm saying? Where you can go and buy pussy out the window. And, yeah. That's what that is. So some places it'll say verboten, or like when you go, you know, up a one way, you might see the verboten. You know, it's forbidden to go up a one way, and You know what I'm saying? It's a lot of shit that you might see that verboten on, so pay attention to that. And we're going to get into it coming right back after the song, man. It's right. Handling some BS, bitches. That's what we had to do. You know what I'm saying? Call me up, 347-237-5125. Learn German live. Right here on Tuesday, time to learn the language. Gary Mills, Record and Game Radio, a.k.a. Cap Spell Soul Cool.
We ride till the motherfucking sun comes up. We gon' keep on pushing with that blunt rolled up. Gotta keep it gangsta, gotta keep it 100. Keep that shit moving, man, get your money. Claim your hood, rep your stash, stack them dollars, cash them stacks. Get it how you get it, man, live how you live. Only thing on your mind should be handling beer. They know we're here, we ain't going nowhere now. Straight up records in your town, guaranteed it's going down. Don't be boning bruise, bruise, making everything high. When we performing at a show, they do not want us to stop. Cause we're pushing hard, never stop, giving our all. We gon' keep this shit cracking till the wheels fall off. Cause we boning and we coming and we ain't gon' stop. If you get up in the way, then you will get popped. Put it down for the town that you claiming, homie. Then don't shake me, my turf, I'ma keep it burning. East side of the state, man, home of the state. If you try to get fucked, yes, you will get sprayed. These dudes around here, man, they don't play. They don't follow any rules, they do shit their way. Straight low records, man, we push it to the limit. We gon' keep on hustling to our money to the ceiling. We ride to the motherfucking sun comes up. We gon' keep on pushing with them blunts rolled up. Gotta keep it gangsta, gotta keep it 100. Keep that shit moving, man, get your money. Claim your hood, rep your stash, stack them dollars, cash them stacks. Get it how you get it, man, live how you live. Only thing on your mind should be handling beer.
Gangsta, gangsta, always on the grind, 24/7, and you know I gotta get mine. Smoking on a blunt and counting my bills, tripping on my life, man, this shit is real. I got hoes, I got dollars, I got every drug you need. I even seen things that you'll never wanna see. Handling my business and you know it's a must. Trying to get in my way, you'll see the bottom of my truck. Don't even try to disrespect. Straight look records in the house and you know we breaking necks. We taking over the scene when we hit the building. The ladies all chucking and I got the feeling. Buying out the bar, that's what I do best. When you're a boss in your city, you can't sell for less. Handling your business and putting some work. And if a fool got problems, you better leave them in some dirt.
We ride till the motherfucking sun comes up. We gon' keep on pushing with them blunts rolled up. Gotta keep it gangsta, gotta keep it 100. Keep that shit moving, man, get your money. Claim your hood, rep your stash, stack them dollars, cash them stacks. Get it how you get it, man, live how you live. Only thing on your mind should be handling beer. We ride for the city where the sharks reside. And I'ma keep on smoking if I got supply. SLR, bitch, know the name. It's Straight Low Records, I won't say it again. Goofy Bone be the CEO, Bruce be the vice president. We handle biz, we handle biz. Like Master P, man, we bout it. Fuck with our crew and we will get rowdy. Knock you on the ground, beat your fucking ass next time you think twice about fucking with us. If you come to the block, you better have a pass. You think you get a free gig, go quick, fast. I could give a motherfucker. I'ma keep this shit moving, keep this shit hot. San Jose, no trip, I got this shit on lock. We ride till the motherfucking sun comes up. We gon' keep on pushing with them blunts rolled up. Gotta keep it gangsta, gotta keep it 100. Keep that shit moving, man, get your money. Claim your hood, rep your stash, stack them dollars, cash them stacks. Get it how you get it, man, live how you live. Only thing on your mind should be handling beer.
All right, all right. Bang on my mind is speaking German and shit. Now check this out, y'all. If y'all see me on the goddamn little fucking webcam shit, man. This is what I was trying to show y'all yesterday. in the chat roll thing. This is called minicam.com. This is where you can, I'm trying to motherfucking focus, bitch, right? There you go. Let's see if that's right. Is that right? There we go. Yeah, man, we got some cool little techniques for your cam, man. If you want to spunk up your cam a little bit, you can go to www.minicam.com. What is that, right? Did I say that? Minicam. Yeah, minicam.com. And add some effects, you know what I'm saying, to your webcam. Now, let me tell you some personal facts about Germany that I personally experienced. And this is what we was discussing in the chat room. Back in the days before, you know what I'm saying, when Europeans were just Europeans, African Americans actually came along. And, yeah, you got to look up your history, people. Look up your history. African Americans came along when we started exploring out here and there and came upon them in their ways. This is why I say, you know what I'm saying, we brought them out of the dark age, you know what I'm saying? We taught them how to read, write, which led to the Renaissance era. We also taught them how to properly bathe. And if you go to Europe to this day, you know what I'm saying, Europeans dislike Americans because they say we waste water. They say we are very wasteless on a lot of our natural resources. And that is, they say we're very spoiled because we take baths every fucking day. You feel me? Germans take baths once a week, maybe twice if it's a super special occasion. The females, you know what I'm saying, drown themselves in stinky-ass perfume. And the goddamn males, you know what I'm saying, drown their ass in some stank-ass Old Spice and shit. You know what I'm saying? But the thing of it is, the youth, you know what I'm saying, the youth are actually breaking tradition. You know what I'm saying? Because they hooking up with the American soldiers, and they know we ain't playing that shit. You know what I'm saying? You going to get your ass, you stand with me, laying up on me, you going to get your ass in that motherfucking shower and wash your ass. And we ain't going to even play that shit. I don't give a fuck. You know what I'm saying? You got to go wash your ass. So, I mean, it probably nowadays you might see in the younger generation, you know what I'm saying, them utilizing the water more. But at the same time, one reason why they don't, you know what I'm saying, use a lot of water is because they got a fucked up filtration system. They don't have the, you know, we actually have a nice filtration system set up here and throughout our states, you know what I'm saying, that filters out water, purifies the water for, you know what I'm saying, to a certain extent. Now, we still got some nasty, dirty, hard-ass water. But, you know what I'm saying, our shit is more, you know, you can put water softeners and, you know what I'm saying, you feel like you're in a swimming pool. You take a shower over them, it feel like rocks is hitting your motherfucking ass. I ain't never felt the hard water, I mean, till I went to Germany. And that shit felt like a motherfucker was, I was taking a sand shower or something. I'm like, God damn. I mean, I got out looking like a European. I was whiter than a motherfucker. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, that shit's crazy. Yeah. Now, as far as, I went to a couple of chicks' house, you know what I'm saying? A couple of, Germany builds up. If you ever notice the country, they're a very small country, very fucking small country. The entire country of Europe, you know what I'm saying? The whole entire country of Europe, you know what I'm saying, can fit into Texas with still more room. You know what I'm saying? They say you can fit the whole entire country of Europe in Texas twice. You know what I'm saying? That's how small it is. So, but then, shit, bitch, you can fit the whole goddamn United States of America in one part of Africa. God damn it, and you won't even know that them motherfuckers is there. You know what I'm saying? But unless you listen to the media and shit, and the media acts like the United States is so fucking big, this old piss-ant-ass place, man, please. We just as small as anybody else, you know what I'm saying? We just got big propaganda, you know, that keeps us, you know, keeps us in the limelight. And that's basically how it is. You go into a German's house, you won't see... big-ass mattresses. Nah. They don't sleep on mattresses. They sleep on futons and foam beds without the mattress springs and all that shit. They sleep right on top of some foam with a motherfucking bed cover thrown over it. You know what I'm saying? These are ways that, you know what I'm saying, that they live. Yeah. And that is the scary fact. You know what I'm saying? That they are. They are more technologically advanced people than the United States. They've been on MP3 players since 1996. Okay? Run back where you was in 1996, and did you have a fucking MP3 player on your head? Well, they was already on that shit. MP3s and iPhones, iPod, all that shit. They was already on that shit. But they might be behind in fashion. Who the fuck cares? You know what I'm saying? Who got the latest jeans on and the latest goddamn shirt? You feel me? And that is what, that is how Americans are so fooled. Because they got the propaganda so hyped that the only thing that they put on the videos and got you worrying about, you know what I'm saying, is you going to have some new Jordans on tomorrow. Or you going to have the, you know, the fresh monkey jeans. Or you going to have the freshest shirt that Lil Wayne or Lady Gaga or one of these crazy motherfuckers done put on. But what they ain't motherfucking doing is showing you what? None of these goddamn rap stars, R&B stars, or what? Showing you technology. You feel me? You don't see Jay-Z coming out presenting the iPad. You feel me? He all on the IBM bullshit talking about, oh, I can make my shit work and do this dumb shit. But he's not, you know what I'm saying? He's not in the forefront right now. You know what I'm saying? Pushing heavily for the iPad, the Apple iPad. You know what I'm saying? But this is technology that you have to be on, people. You know what I'm saying? I'm showing you that. EPAPChina.com. If you're not buying anything from that website and you're still going into the stores down here, well, then you're still part of the fucking problem. You're still cattle. You know what I'm saying? I'm giving you a direct source. www.epavchina.com. I'm going to keep saying that till I'm gone off this fucking planet. Stop fucking buying and trying to be so-called goddamn American. There is nothing American when you go to a Best Buy, a CompUSA, whatever the fuck store, flip it over and the shit says made in fucking China. That is not American. That is being idiotic and wasting your goddamn money and being triple charged for a product that you can fucking order direct legally from the source. There's nothing illegal about buying shit from China, because if that's the case, why the fuck is the United States got all of our shit outsourced to goddamn China? Even our fucking American flags, what the old people, you know what I'm saying, our disabled vets, which look so fucking stupid, are walking around out here selling and shit. You know what I'm saying? But then you look at the majority of the flags, and on the back, them bitches say made in the USA. What the fuck? I mean, not made in, made in Taiwan. Or made, it may, really, its flags are made in Taiwan. I guess China said, fuck y'all flag. We don't need to make that dumb shit. We got all this technology we making on you motherfuckers, though. You know what I'm saying? And, yeah. And it's crazy, man. Hell yeah, MP3s wasn't even thought about. You know what I'm saying? But them motherfuckers was walking around with them in Germany. Guaranteed. And I was there. 1999, 96 to 99, excuse me, 99. I graduated in 96. I did 3 years in the military and 1 year in Germany. So from 98 to 99, you know what I'm saying? Yeah, I was walking next to these motherfuckers already on their little MP3s or MP whatever kind of players. You know what I'm saying? While we were still running around here with these big-ass old fucking 8-track looking CD players and shit, you know what I'm saying, in our hands and shit. You know what I'm saying? These motherfuckers walk around with technology already. And why? Because they right next to China. They can do motherfucking shit. Not saying they next to them like that, but they got there closer than we the fuck is. You know what I'm saying? They shipping charges would be a lot cheaper than, you know, the $25 I had to motherfucking pay to get my goddamn webcam and a laptop cord mailed to me directly from China. Yes, I paid $25 in shipping, and some of the bitches didn't even ship my shit correctly. I got my shit, 13 days later. Looked at the motherfucking UPS invoice. Them bitches didn't send my shit out. It only took 4 days to ship. So they kept my goddamn $25 in shipping, and then sent my shit by free shipping. So this is why I tell anybody, you know what I'm saying, if you do order from epavchina.com, you know what I'm saying, be patient when you're ordering shit. and select the free shipping option. Do not fucking pay for no goddamn 2 to 5 day, 1 to 7, what the fuck ever. Don't pay for no goddamn shipping. You're going to find yourself left with a bad taste in your mouth, feeling kind of hot. Let me tell you a couple other things about Germany. You know what I'm saying? You got Oktoberfest. What comes up in October, each and every October, they do what's called the Oktoberfest. Fest period, you know what I'm saying? You have a bunch of everything. They got the Volksfest. They got a fucking fest for everything. They got what they call a TAG for everything. A T-A-G, TAG. TAG meaning, you know what I'm saying, a day the fuck off. That's what TAG means. So, Freitag, you know what I'm saying, it means Friday. But when they have a TAG, you know what I'm saying, guarantee you, that means that's a fucking day off. You know what I'm saying? But, you know, day, TAG means day. So, you know, Montag, Tuesday, it's something. I get all into the days of the week and y'all here. But then they have, you know, a little fest and stuff. And that's their day off. So when you see something linked to a TAG, that means these motherfuckers is taking a day off. You know what I'm saying? But the best time that you want to go to Germany is around October, boy. When they had them goddamn, the Volksfest. And the fucking Oktoberfest, oh, man, you talking about getting fucked up? I don't mean fucked up. I mean fucked up. Yeah, you can definitely, and I mean free beer, man. That way ain't no free beer, but, you know what I'm saying? The shit is so goddamn, you know, the shit is just so motherfucking good. The beer is so big. I mean, it's like a... They give you 40 ounce and shit. You know what I'm saying? All right, let me give y'all a little geography on this shit, all right? Germany is located in Central Europe. It is made up of the North German Plain, the Central German Uplands, which is Mittelgebirge, and the South German Highlands. The Bavarian Plateau in the southwest averages 1,600 feet, which is 488 meters above sea level, but it reaches 9,721 feet, 2,962 meters in the Zugspitze Mountains, the highest point in the country. Germany's major rivers are the Danube, the Elbe, the Oder, the Weser, and the Rhine. Germany is about the size of Montana. Yes. Germany, people, is the size of Montana. What the fuck is in Montana? I don't fucking know. Joe Montana ain't even from Montana. Shit. Let's see. This is a little bit of history. The Celts are believed to have been the first inhabitants of Germany. They were followed by German tribes at the end of the 2nd century B.C. German invasions destroyed the declining Roman Empire in the 4th and 5th centuries A.D., one of the tribes, the Franks, attained supremacy in Western Europe under Charlemagne, who was crowned Holy Roman Emperor in 800. I don't know. I'm going to try to believe some of these motherfucking facts, but some of these shit is kind of unbelievable, people. You know what I'm saying? They'll tell you what the fuck they want you to hear. They, you know what I'm saying? They ain't going to always paint you the picture that you need to hear. But, you know, like I say, say shit, fuck it. Keep on moving on. Gonna keep moving on. Hold on, people. This is Miss Shelley Kay in the background. And by the Treaty of Verdun, 843, Charlemagne's lands east of the Rhine were ceded to the German Prince Louis. Additional territory acquired by the Treaty of Mersin gave Germany approximately the area it maintained throughout the Middle Ages. Several centuries after Otto the Great was crowned king in 936, German rulers were also usually heads of the Holy Roman Empire. Blah, skoska, blah, skoska, blah, 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 skoska, blah, blah. Right, I ain't finna read the rest of that bullshit. I ain't hear nothing I want to motherfucking hear. You know what I'm saying? Let me see what the fuck. Adolf Hitler in World War II. Yeah. All right. And Berlin Wall falls. There you go. Fuck it. I don't read all that bullshit. you motherfuckers don't know about Germany and its goddamn history with all the goddamn Nazis and crazy fucking death camps and all that shit, then you need to take your ass there. And if you do go, please don't go there to motherfucking just, you know, check out the sites that they recommend. Go to Dachau. Go to the motherfucking German death camps. Because them shits was fucking real. And it's nothing like the smell of motherfucking burning flesh and bones that you can't wash out, people. You can't wash that shit away out of crematorium. And I guarantee you go to Dachau, you will still smell burning flesh, burnt bones, pictures of all the motherfuckers that they killed from back in the days, how they malnutrition bitches. You know what I'm saying? And, you know, well, 20 years ago, it used to be an actual survivor of the camp. You know what I'm saying? Who used to sit, you know, he came there every day and told you stories. The faggot-ass motherfucking curator of the site, he used to always tell everybody, don't believe him, because he talking about there wasn't nobody killed in this location. Bet you got life fucked up. You know what I'm saying? Mrs. was murdered, thrown in mass graves, you know what I'm saying? And, yeah, man, and that's the sickness of one individual, you know what I'm saying, you know what I'm saying? Who has a dislike for other people, but fuck it. You know what I'm saying? Niggas been losing their life since 400-500 years ago. You know what I'm saying? And, but as that shows you, it's been going on all the way around the world. So it's not a black or white issue. It's a humane issue. There's some inhumane people in this motherfucker, and there's some humane people in this motherfucker. You know? And that's it. Let's see, they got a population since 2008 of 82,369,548. Their birth rate is about 8.1 babies to every 1,000. Their infant mortality rate is every 4 babies born out of 1,000. Life expectancy is 79.1. They live to at least see 80. All right. Well, there you go, people. You want to check out some old goddamn history, go to factmonster.com, factmonster.com, or you can go to Wikipedia or any fucking way. Just type in Germany, and it'll pull up all that kind of good shit. Yeah. And also, go and visit the brothels. Yeah. Yeah, yeah. German phobia, Nazi. No, I just, you know, I don't want to, you know what I'm saying, I don't want to teach all that other shit, man. I'm going to tell you, if you go to Germany, you won't get mad at the Germans, man. You feel me? You should just get a fucking eye awakening of respect for the shit that actually went down, you know what I'm saying? But I'm going to tell you like this, yeah, motherfuckers, I ain't have no problem. You know what I'm saying? I'm a nigga walking around in the German streets. When I first got there in Germany, I missed the goddamn bus. My first week in Germany, I missed the bus going to going back to base. Being the soldier motherfucker I am, I walked. I walked 2 hours from the goddamn reception all the way back to my motherfucking to my post. The only thing I did was follow the direction of where I felt I came from. You know what I'm saying? And where the bus came from. And I walked throughout the entire country. I walked the whole fucking countryside for 2 hours straight, walking all by slaughterhouses, walking by people's farm yards and all. Felt like I was in a goddamn throwback movie or something. And, yeah, man, you know what I'm saying? So it is very culture enriching. You know what I'm saying? You're going to see a lot of vineyards because that's one of the cash crops is wine along with pork. So you'll see a lot of open fields and wineries, and then you'll see a lot of, like, nice cars and shit, because BMW is the major manufacturer over there, so everything is BMW. You get into a taxi cab, bitch, it's a BMW. You go to the car rental, the cheapest car you're going to rent is a BMW. You know what I'm saying? Everything else is Audis and all this other kind of fast 300-mile-an-hour shit that you can fucking rent and drive. Yes, and you can rent and drive the shit. Go to the Autobahn, put that bitch out on the Autobahn. Put a helmet on, goddammit. Because your ass gonna get scared if you can't handle speeds of over 250 miles an hour. And guaranteed, I was driving that shit every fucking day. I was going to Heidelberg from Ansbach, Kauterbach, which is where I was stationed at, to Heidelberg, which is where my girl was at. And I would drive that bitch every day. Took me 3 hours when I first got there. It took me an hour and a half every day after that. Over 300 motherfucking miles, I was making it an hour and a half. Guaranteed. But I was going over 240. See, my BMW, I had a BMW 318i fully governed out. You know what I'm saying? That's the problem down here in the U.S. All our vehicles are governed. I got governors on them, or little chips that slow you down. So when it reaches, you know, 85, bitch might say 140, but that bitch only going to reach 100. And then it's going to, you know what I'm saying, it started what they call govern out. And I'll back your speed up off of it, so it won't allow you to go to maximum speed. You better get your ass out of the way in Germany. Ain't shit regulated shit. What the fuck it say on the dash is what the fuck it's going to do. If you put your goddamn foot all the way the fuck down, your ass better goddamn hold on. Because, Yeah, you going to be blasting the fuck off. Yeah, I drove all kind of shit, though. I didn't have no Volkswagen, people. Who the hell is dancing with the damn angel? That's not Heavenly Angel? Oh. All right, well. Yeah, I'm fucked up. That's a premium in Singapore. Wow. BMWs ain't shit. Volkswagen's all right. But Volkswagen's are nicer than a motherfucker. You know what I'm saying? Shit. You go over there and get your Volkswagen Fox. That bitch doing like 280 and shit. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, BMWs are they. BMW and Volkswagens are the two common cars of Germany. My bad. But BMWs are a step above the Volkswagen, but all them shits over there are nicer than a motherfucker. So yeah. Oh, okay. Well, we thought Death Dance with an Angel was a damn Heavenly Angel. So, you know, my bad. Shouts out to Death Dance with an Angel. Yeah. Goofy Bone, man. My bad, dog. I seen you called up in here, man. You know what I'm saying? I seen you had called. Call back in, dog. I'll bring you on the line. I had to get that little German history out the way. And, yeah, that's what we do. We're going live, coming back after this song, man. Going live via livestream.com/WDGE radio. If you happen to be tuned in right now, you will see a couple of little videos and shit. Let me bring my homeboy up in here. So we can get some last night's catch-ups. Going on then. All right, bosses, los. What the hell is Frau is Mrs.? What the hell was Mr. in German?
Don't even try no Spanish on me, because I just look at you like, what the fuck?
Yeah, I forgot what it was. What's up, bosses, los, mi amigo?
What's up, my home mom?
How
you doing? Good morning, audience. How y'all doing? I'm Goofy Bone, host of 186.2 Deuce, the worldwide radio show, and also host of The World is Full of Drama. Because this world is fucking full of drama. Last night,
Hold on. Hey, check it out, Unblocked Call. If you call it from the Skype or whatever, and if you want to be live on the show, you got to press, well, fuck it. I don't do all that shit. Your ass come on my show, I'm going to beam your ass up. I don't let niggas sit outside on my shit. There ain't no motherfucking free listening on this show. You call up, you're going to participate over the phone. Yeah, so you in the building there, Skype caller, you know what I'm saying? I'm pretty sure that's what that is, a Skype caller.
Hey, Deuce, nigga, what's up?
Oh, you ain't no goddamn Skype caller. You call from the payphone, nigga?
No, man. This is the way this shit went down.
Okay.
What's going on, my nigga?
Nigga, Deuce up in this motherfucker, you know? Yeah, I like the,
Damn,
man, I really hate to say it, bruh, but you kind of rode Short D on his own song, man.
No, it was my song.
Oh, well, then fuck it then.
What you mean by I wrote it?
Yeah, you roll out on that bitch. I'm sorry, but his verses came in, but they ain't noticeable, man. He ain't spitting properly. He should have listened to your lyrics first and then tried to match exactly how you was, you know what I'm saying, your format.
Yeah.
Because that matched with the beat. Yeah,
he
kind of came and you know, slowed the song down a little bit because the song is real fast pitch. So you got to understand when you featuring on somebody else's shit, you know what I'm saying? You got to stay in the goddamn rhythm.
Damn right.
You know, and I'm going to play it a little later on. I got to upload it. I'm going to play it, though. You know me. I'm letting the world hear it. But, yeah, we on German today, so you know Tuesday time learning language. And Goofy Bone got a quick story about some shit that popped off last night. So we got to go in.
What's up, dudes? How you doing, homeboy? You know, I'm still repping you all day, every day on 186. Deuce the Worldwide Radio Show. Because I'm
that's
from the city,
up,
nigga.
Up,
you know what I mean?
Up.
Shit.
Damn right.
Anyways, check this out. Last night, I went to Target because I had to get some printing paper because I was printing out for some advertisements we were doing. This motherfucker trying to be all the hardcore chingon. I don't know if y'all know what that means. That means like someone trying to prove something. But this motherfucker tried to get all mad because I was waiting for a parking space. And then, he says he was waiting for it first. But when I seen that little bitch ass, he was around the corner. And he tried to smooth, you know, take a real quick fast turn and try to take my space. So I'm in there. I said, fuck this motherfucker. So I just parked. Motherfucker pulls out the car and be like, motherfucker, that was my space, bitch. Who the fuck you think you are? You know who the fuck I am? I was like, all right, motherfucker. Let me get my shopping on. I'll meet you around the corner right here. And then we'll handle it like that. He's all, nah, you can meet me at this park. So we went to this park, because I had a show last night. I had to cancel the show. I met this fool at this park. He had two of his friends with him. I went solo bolo. Nigga didn't even last 2 minutes in the fucking ring. He got his ass knocked the fuck out, man. And you know what I'm saying? And this motherfucker, this is a big-ass motherfucker. You know, I mean, I'm 6'2", about 240. This guy was about,
damn,
I would say about 6'5", 380. And this fool got leveled. And I mean leveled to where he didn't even know where the fuck he was. When his friends tried to get him up, he was looking at them like, Where am I? Motherfucker. But anyways, I want to apologize to my audience out there. I had to cancel the show over a fucking one round knockout fucking, you know, people. I do anything for the fans, but shit, when people trying to check my ass, I'm going to give them a check that they can fucking give. You know what I mean?
And what the hell occurred?
Damn.
Yeah,
well,
that's
why I'm afraid out of
San
Jose.
But the moral of the story is,
never
check
fuck with
yourself before you wreck yourself. You know what I mean? Size don't matter. You know what I mean? This ain't no Godzilla, King Kong Wars. Size does not matter. If you a big motherfucker, you better handle yourself. Shit. And I mean, these fools could have jumped me.
Better know how to use the weight.
These fools could have jumped me all day, every day. But then once they see their big homeboy get knocked the fuck out, oh, they didn't want none. You know what I mean? I felt like Debo saying, you want some too, motherfucker?
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
first. Who wants this? Get your ass knocked out, just like that bitch did. Hell no. What you gonna do, Craig? That's your father did, Craig. What you gonna do, Craig? That was just saying to his friends and shit. What y'all wanna do, Craigs? Call them all them niggas Craigs. What y'all wanna do, Craigs? Shit, get your ass knocked like your homeboy did. I wouldn't let them motherfuckers pick his ass up. Fuck that. Let me take a picture of my cell phone. You should have cell phoned that motherfucker. You know what I'm saying?
Fuck. I was in shock because I expected a little bit more from this motherfucker. I mean, he had some muscles on him. You know what I mean? I mean, he was a little yokinism, but shit. He swung. I hit him right back, and he fell. That's all that happened.
Man.
And the funny thing is that I was supposed to go handle some chick that night, and she heard the story, because this morning, she's all, hey, did you get in a fight with some guy? I was like, yeah, why? She's all, you know who that was? That was my cousin. I was like, oh, shit.
Hell to the nah.
Because I guess one of his guys that were picking him up, that was the chick's brother, and he remembered me. And I was like, I don't even remember that dude. I was like, fuck it.
Man, hell nah.
But anyway, enough of my drama. That's something from the West Coast, people. Y'all know it's gangsteristic out here, so we got to handle our beefs.
That sound like my homeboy. He told me a story, man. They done picked the chick up, right? They tricking. You know what I'm saying? The niggas tricking and shit. Pick the old trick up, you know what I'm saying? The bitch back there doing what she supposed to do for one. But then, you know, it's the next man's turn, you know what I'm saying? Now she don't want to do what she supposed to do for the other. Yeah. Subsequently. Yes. Yeah, subsequently. This motherfuckers got mad. The nigga done, he done, and say, well, bitch, if you ain't finna do nothing, you have to get the fuck out. Yeah, subsequently, I don't put my hands on women's people. I don't do no shit like that. But this motherfucker here, yeah, say he gave the bitch a right cross. And he gave a right cross and then subsequently slowed the car down. Yeah, this is what I'm saying, people. Slowed the car down and threw her ass the fuck out. Come to find out the next motherfucking day, homeboys are all sitting around kicking it and shit. One of the homeboys say, man, guess what the fuck happened last night, man? Some old fuck niggas done grabbed my bitch, man, and fucking hit that bitch and threw that bitch out the car.
Oh, man.
Oh, shit. I say hell to the nah. Yeah, they done tried to run a train on their own homeboy girlfriend. And subsequently, yeah.
It's a small world, people.
It's a small world, people,
once
where
I
they
got
come
that call from.
That
chick last night, she told me, she's all, you know, that was my cousin you knocked out. I was like, oh, my God. Ain't that something? I was more proud that it was her cousin than anything else, you know what I mean? So I don't have to tell the story. It'll spread like AIDS if you know what I'm talking about. Shit.
No, I ain't heard no that shit. That was too crazy for me. Too crazy.
Well, shout out to my son Voonoos. We're out here in a walk on the streets of San Jose, just chilling.
San Jose. All right. Well, look, I gotta jump into the song real quick because I'm uploading some German music.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? Because they said we learned German today on the show, so you gotta learn. You know what I'm saying? Put some German music. You know all that goddamn German shit sound like some fucking polka music or some shit, but fuck it. God damn it, we're going to live with. You know what I'm saying? Right here is my homeboy Deuce, though, since we got him up in this mofo flipper. And we're going to get into a new little cut right here, Time to Learn Language Tuesday. Can't live with him, can't live without him. And y'all already know, it's Rick of the Game Radio, Starship Smell of Pride. It's going down. What's up?
I got to eat.
You gotta eat.
I gotta eat.
This ain't I gotta eat. This can't live with them. God damn it, I ain't got that uploaded yet. That's
after the
break. Yeah, that'll be later on. I got you though. Later on. We on this new shit. Huh? Can't live with them. Can't live without them. God damn it. For all y'all motherfuckers living with a girl, living with a man. Listen to the message. God damn it.
Ladies, man. If I tell the truth a little bit, just a little bit. Look here.
Looking so good. Well, that's your baby mama, shawty, keep it so good. don't matter about the size, player, big or small. Long as she keep it gangsta, about that paper, she my dog. Long as she keep it gangsta, about that paper, she my goal. And if you hit a woman, do so, fuck with y'all. Just say your ass in the back, this song ain't for y'all. Yeah, if you hit a woman, bitch, I don't fuck with y'all. You're the soul, nigga, you need to be on call. Can't live with, I can't live with, can't live with.
Damn, so can't live with dollars.
Can't smoke without them. Can't smoke with them. Can't smoke with them. Can't. Oh, my bad. I spoiled my smokers out there. You know what I'm saying? That bitch gonna get your shit took. That bitch gonna get your shit took. Yeah, I gotta make that We Hair remix. We gotta work on that one for the remix. Y'all look out for that one. You know what I'm saying? I'm talking about all my We Hairs out there. Can't live with them. Can't live without them. Goddamn it.
Shout out to Deuce for making another motherfucking hit single.
So,
yeah. So. Can't smoke with them. Can't smoke with them. Damn, so can't smoke without them. Oh, nigga, you better be ready to make that smoker's mix, nigga. You know you got to make a smoker's mix for all my potheads out there.
Ooh, who's that over there, Booze? Look at
you. I got you, my nigga.
You over there. Go get that motherfucker.
Oh, here you go. Nigga, stop sticking the goddamn dog on squirrels and shit.
Oh, nah, this motherfucker, he's patrolling the hood.
Oh.
You know what I mean? Shit, he got a little sweatshirt on that says Gangsta Faux Life, and inside the little hood, it has little money signs and shit. This motherfucker's a baller right here. Come on, nigga.
Alrighty, then. I thought I was handling beers for a minute.
What you trying to say? You should have been on the song or something?
No, I ain't saying that. I'm just saying he needed to be more hyped. He just needed to speed up. You feel me? The song, the way you spitting. Fuck it, man. Just hold on. Let me upload the bitch, because you finna have me talking circles and shit. And everybody like, well, what the hell is nigga talking about? That's why I don't like to give opinions about songs. You know what I'm saying? I like the world to give the opinion on the song. You know what I'm saying? Because I'm a DJ. I'm going to be specific like a motherfucker. But the world, you know what I'm saying? They going to hear something different. Guaranteed. Somebody gonna tell you something different. But what I'm telling you is, he sounds straight on the song, but then he sounded like he was doing more of the hook than actually rapping on the song. Or like he should have been doing the hook or something. You know what I'm saying?
You're saying that the brother needed more power.
Yeah,
I like his verse, man.
Yeah. Why? Because he ain't supposed to be like you, huh?
Exactly. Yeah. I wanted him to be
yeah.
himself.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. All right. Well, I'm sorry, but he still rolled that motherfucker.
I feel exactly what you're saying, though.
I mean, he rolled.
Be nice, man. News.
Get out that bitch.
Hold on.
Blood.
Hold on. We got a dog war real quick. Hold on, everybody.
Oh, coming to you live, San Jose. We got motherfucking Boo News versus the world. And I mean the world.
What you got there? Huh, Chi Chi? Boo News versus Chi Chi right now, everybody.
Hell nah.
Oh, he's 6 years. Yeah.
Who are you talking to? What's that?
You popping up tonight? The new food popping up tonight?
No. My new shit don't pop off till the 20th.
Come on,
April 20th.
Okay.
Yeah. I'm telling you, dog. I'm going to have some, man, shit. There's going to be so many bitches there. And then every Tuesday after that, there's going to be so many motherfuckers there because I'm going to be doing some real shit. And I'm going to be purposely shutting down motherfucking Tampa Rap and any other motherfuckers out there with these weak-ass motherfucking so-called open night, mic night, blue shark. Motherfucking, let me go ahead and name a couple of you fag niggas I'm finna shut down. Empire, you know what I'm saying? Much love to Upper Level. Man, fuck a Tampa Rap, man.
Nigga, I thought that was your homeboy base right there. Your homeboy base right there, Tampa Rap.
Man, that's just another motherfucker who I was DJing for. I didn't have nothing. Regular Game Entertainment is just that. Regular Game Entertainment.
Yeah.
We ain't got shit to do with nobody else. We do what we do. We help everybody else. But the fag motherfucker tried to help himself and gonna charge me $10 because the fucking faggot ass niggas inside the club that's running the club got mad at me because I shut the music off for these punk bitches. You know what I'm saying? Because they kept coming up in the booth, you know what I'm saying, asking me, well, when I'm gonna be done? When I'm gonna be done so they can cut their little faggot ass jukebox on. So I say, well, you got 30 minutes. 30 minutes later, these fag niggas, you know what I'm saying, didn't come to the booth. They wasn't worried because I had done got the crowd pumped in. So then they thought I was going to stay there and keep the motherfucking crowd pumped. Shit. I cut the music off so goddamn quick. Bam! I mean, bitch, bam! Nigga, you can hear the rats running around in that motherfucker. And bitches, not mad. Them motherfucker was 58 hot. I kissed my entire ass and walked up out that bitch, and I holler at you next week. It was 2 o'clock when I shut that bitch down. The club closed at 2:45. So I was not in the wrong. These fag niggas just wasn't in the motherfucking proper place to handle their bitch. So when I come back, he going to tell the motherfucking promoter and shit, well, he don't want me DJing and shit, because I cut the music off on him last week.
Little pussy-ass motherfuckers. Can you
believe
that?
Then to turn around, I say, okay, that's cool. I was just finna come in the club. Well, we don't even want you in the club. What? You don't want me in the club on my night that I built? I brought all these fucking artists here. Is you crazy out your fucking mind, dog? That punk bitch turned around and charged me $10. Well, you have to pay. This is what the owner of the club said. Well, you have to pay $10 to come in the club. Why are you talking? You know what I'm saying? Why would the promoter agree with that? You know what I'm saying? If I work for you, I don't work for the owner of the club. Yeah, the fag niggas, fag ass Tampa Rap turned around and Thompson, well, it's going to be $10. I got it on video camera. I'm going to YouTube that shit. I'm going to YouTube. Yeah, I paid $10 on my motherfucking night I'm DJing on just to go up in there and let these motherfuckers. And from that night on, I paid $10 just to let a bitch know that they banned me from the club. And I ain't been back in that bitch ever since. That's the only reason I paid my $10. Went in there, sold my little blunts and shit, and then got the fuck up out of there then. Answer did $10 every time I come up in there. Every time. Nigga, I don't give a fuck if it's free karaoke night, goddammit. Smell got to pay $10 to come up in there. So
fuck that. You're lucky I ain't there, Smell. I start knocking motherfuckers out.
Man, them faggot, man, come on, man. You know, you already hear the old man. You already see he a pussy, so his son's going to be a pussy.
You know what I'm saying?
I'm on Mother Knows' show yesterday. Shouts out to Mother Knows, Miss Nakia B. I dropped the link in there. I said, y'all want to see old man get cussed out? I dropped the link. She come back. She was like, I know it ain't you cussing that old man out.
Yes.
Yeah. I wouldn't give a fuck if that bitch was 99 years old. You get out of pocket with the motherfucker smells so good, bitch, I'm putting you back in it.
Niggas want to die tonight.
Man, he took too much of Prozac or whatever the fuck he be on fucking with me. But I was polite, you know what I'm saying, by telling him to go get his family. I wasn't disrespectful. You know what I'm saying? Go get your family. I'll fuck them up. Why I'm going to tell him to fuck you up? You're almost dead, nigga.
Them motherfuckers disrespect you, so you don't have no right being respectful and shit like that. Fuck them motherfuckers. You know what I mean?
Man.
It's like shit. You build, I mean, smell it. You build a foundation there at fucking Coco's Lounge. You even had me saying, check out Coco's Lounge,
whatever.
And these motherfuckers have the nerve to turn their backs on you. The motherfucker that's pumping up their little piece of shit club, who the fuck are they? You're lucky. See, this is the difference between me and you. If they pull that shit out on me, believe me, I'm burning that club down next week. You have insurance. You could get another one. But it's just a lesson to be learned. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Just do me a favor. Let me know where you're coming now. You know what I'm saying? I can find another club, goddammit. I'll find another club, because really, them fuck niggas ain't got nothing to do with the club. That's a hood club, and these fag-ass niggas just happen to, you know what I'm saying, just be in there. But, you know, believe me, dog, they got to watch their back. And that's fucked up when you run in a club to where you got to watch your back, because you're a crooked motherfucker that's trying to run the shit. And that's what they face with, you feel me? They can't even walk out the door, dog. My homeboy pulled them things on them the other day, you feel me? The security guard at the door getting slapped by bitches. What kind of shit is that? The nigga at the door. The nigga at the door, man. He done got slapped 4 times by 4 different bitches.
No.
Shit. Come on, man. That's you being a security guard. Yo, you're getting slapped by hoes. All right, shit. Last time I got slapped by a hoe was in junior high. Shit. You know what I mean?
Man, bruh, that I said is you.
Somebody got
drawed on. I guess you right. Huh?
Smell it.
Somebody got drawed on? Oh, nah. Well, nah. You know, my homeboy pulled them things out on him. You know, we be packing.
Just because
a nigga don't think, you know what I'm saying? We out here slipping, making this money. You run up on Smell So Good, a tsunami, you're going to get your issue. Either you're going to get your ass cut across the throat, or we're going to pull them things out on you. So the other day, the nigga with the little dreads run his ass out there, always popping that shit.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah. So, you know, we done got on a little rapport with old boy. You know what I'm saying? He done kind of chilled the fuck out. He want to be a little peaceful and shit. So, Tsunami, you know what I'm saying, went on ahead and just let him know, hey, man, you know, since you want to be cool now and everything, I got your back. My dog lifted up his shirt, got them 2 double lay-you-downs in his pockets.
Yeah.
Tape, you know what I'm saying? Tape, no fingerprints, because that's how we do it down here. Straight throwaways.
Yeah.
Shit. Ready to get that motherfucker his issue. He was ready to get his issue. Like I told him on the cam, you were about
you
to get leaking.
Monthly.
You was about to be leaking.
Did you ever get your issue of you need to die lately?
Look at here. Hey, I got an excuse, y'all people. You know, sometimes this show goes off format. You know what I'm saying? But fuck it. That's why we uncut, uncensored, unregulated, and just do what the hell we do. That, you know, sorry. Fuck it. You know, we got a little German in here. Here you go. Voss is los. And motherfucker all the speak dishes out there. You know what I'm saying? Coco's is with a K. Hold on, man. Check this out. I'm going to drop y'all a link in here. So y'all can see Coco's Lounge going wild, a.k.a. Old Man Gets Cussed Out. Hold on. Man, that's becoming a famous Lincoln shit, you know what I'm saying? Go ahead and let y'all see this shit, motherfuckers. And y'all have to excuse, you know what I'm saying, the bitch niggas in the video, they are not a representation of Tampa, Florida, and the real niggas that reside here. These niggas is from Chicago, you know what I'm saying, coming down here thinking motherfuckers is asleep, you know what I'm saying, or something.
Wait a minute, Coco's is from Chicago?
Yeah, these fag niggas from Chicago, man. Come down here acting like the South Slope.
Oh, I hate these motherfuckers that come from out of town thinking that this is their home.
Man.
Fuck that shit. Send them home to the motherfucking bar.
Yeah, I ain't got no problem with that. But I mean, respect, you know what I'm saying, your surroundings. You don't, how do I come to New York and be like, man, fuck New York, it's blood up in this bitch, you know what I'm saying? Yeah, dirty south, bitch, dirty south. And I don't expect to get knocked the fuck out. Shit.
It's not where you from, it's
from,
where,
it's
you
where you at.
You know?
It's where you at. And, all right, here we go, people. There you go, there you go. I ain't going to play the live audio. Y'all got to go to youtube.com/DJ Smell So Good or be in the goddamn chat room or on the bridge. Hell night, my motherfucking daddy. My daddy's dead, brother. Mr. Easy Rider. Not, you know what I'm saying, not to say that like you fucked up or anything, but yeah. My daddy died of AIDS, brother, back in 1999. R.I.P. to his ass, you know what I'm saying? But nah, I ain't looking up to my motherfucking self right now. And other people look up to me as father. So click on that link and you'll see the old bastard at Coco's Lounge going wild. And matter of fact, I thought I put another one up there too. You know I got another one up there. Now, I told y'all I was going to upload, didn't I? Which one was it? All right, go back to my video. I'm up to 70 YouTube videos. Y'all go on there and check it out. Parking lot pimping at Spinus. We got old man gets knocked out at Coco's. Well, get cussed out. You about to get his ass knocked the fuck out. What's wrong with you? And also, man, go check out Cameraman Going Wild. At Club Sky Music Award. Hey, did you had seen that one, didn't you, Goo?
Nah, I haven't. All right,
damn, you gotta check that one out. Go on when you get a chance, check that shit out. That shit there's too funny.
I'm still waiting for new music from Deuce.
Nigga, I talk about videos. I got to mail you goddamn 4 or 5 different fucking songs. Yeah. The power curve on music.
Appreciate
matter of fact,
that.
I need to just send you the. Yeah, what motherfucking real radio show host supposed to be doing? You see how we discussing you and shit? Have you ever heard yourself discussed on any goddamn FM or AM station?
Nope.
Do you think you will be? Even if you had your music up in there, up in there? No, hell to the no. Do they discuss Lil Wayne? Or do they just play Lil Wayne? Do they discuss Gucci Mane? Or do they just play Gucci Mane? See, they play artists. They don't discuss artists, though. They don't. You know what I'm saying? They don't give artists they proper exposure like they supposed to be. We finna play this song when a motherfucker call in and they ask who the fuck the song is. Then they'll tell you. But they don't tell you, oh, this is that new shit. You feel me? They just play
shit. Yeah, but they don't give artists the props. You know what I mean? They be like, oh, this is the new one from Weezy. But we like, damn, that's the new one from Deuce. I'm from the city, nigga. You know what I mean? I got fucking San Jose bumping that shit.
Yeah.
All day, every day.
California. That's what I'm talking about. California. Get the fuck outside your box. I'm working, though. Matter of fact, no, fuck a work. Oh, hell nah. Hey, this is from Singapore, people. My bad. My homeboy Alexander from Singapore asked me why I was so I almost fucked up the old man. The old man is the not the owner of the club, believe you me. Niggas don't own shit in Tampa, Florida. There's always the mob that runs every goddamn club in Tampa, Florida. So if a bitch ever say they own shit, they don't own a motherfucking thing. Believe that. What they do is they lease out the clubs because they have to lease out the alcohol license. You know what I'm saying? And that's why these motherfuckers get clubs down here. They ain't leasing the clubs. They leasing the alcohol license, the ability to sell alcohol. You know what I'm saying? And that's what that motherfucker, that's what his job is to do. His job ain't to come over and tell me I can't pass out flyers because I'm doing my 420 party on the 20th at a whole nother fucking club. That is why I had to put that punk bitch on camera because he came out and sized me and told me I need to pack my shit up and get off of private property. So he got out of pocket. He got out of line. And then you came on private property and got out your goddamn mind. So I had to get that bitch some vitamin me, goddammit. You know what I'm saying? And vitamin smell. That's what the fuck he got. Strengthen his old ass bones up a little bit. Go and get the fuck back over there. The little Spanish dude that you seen rescue his motherfucking ass just in time. Because I wasn't going to do nothing. I would have pushed his ass. Believe you me, yeah, y'all would have seen Smell pushing a goddamn old man the fuck up off the lot. And if he would have goddamn out of hand, yeah, I would have smacked the shit out of that old man, because then that just would have sparked the motherfucking flame I needed to go ahead, pull my thang out, and take care of the rest of the pussy niggas when they ran over there crying out their goddamn eyes and shit, because I done put something on their goddamn daddy. Leave me the fuck alone. Smell ain't the one to be fucked with. You better keep the niceness.
Your bully smell so good.
Keep the niceness. All right? No, man, I'm a businessman. But when you come out of pocket and come at me vigilante, and he didn't come at me business-wise. He didn't come at me and say, hey, man,
no.
You know what I'm saying? Well, let's work a, you know what I'm saying, work a deal or something. You know, I don't know. I don't know what the fuck he could have said. But what the fuck he said was the wrong thing. And that led to that shit there. Now, I ain't with that shit, man.
I don't like watching that YouTube video because I get scared. I think that poor old man could have a heart attack.
Looking slow. He is looking blow. I think, because see, he did that shit before, though. This is what people don't know. He pulled that fag shit before, but I stayed calm with him. He came over there talking about my selling my blunts and shit. You know what I'm saying? Came over there trying to check me, talking about something. I can't sell blunts and shit outside because these fag motherfuckers is getting, they got a machine inside. The machine inside charges $7 for a pack of Black and Mild. $7 for a pack of half a tan, but $7 for any pack of anything. $2 for any single item you get out of there. Black and Mild, $2. Half a tan, $2. You feel me? And they don't sell cigarettes. So therefore, I'm outside providing the service. I'm outside the goddamn club on another fucking property. This punk bitch come outside telling me I can't be over here, you know what I'm saying, making money because I don't want to pay these fag niggas $75 a week to be inside they goddamn saloon and shit. I can't do it. I'm not gonna do it. Ain't that I can't. I'm not gonna do it. You know what I'm saying? I'm making money for me. I'm not making money to pay your goddamn rent.
Who the fuck are they to charge you?
You feel me? I'm not here to pay your rent. I'm not here to give you no trick off money like you faggot ass niggas wanna do every night. Trick off with your little bullet shot assholes. Alright, I'm not finna be the caretaker of that. And that's what they want. You know what I'm saying? They want somebody to, you know, take care of their shit. Hell nah. That's what a nursing home for. Take your ass to the nursing home. You want a caregiver. You got smell so good. Fucked up. I'm not the one. 412, you was in the motherfucking building. What's happening?
Man,
Boss is low.
Fucking YouTube video is a little bit radical, wasn't it? You better watch yourself down there. That fucking old man might, he might retaliate.
Hey, brother, you know what?
That old man might pull out a Depends diaper, you know what I mean? Shit.
Hey, motherfucker, you're only 4 fucking foot tall. What the fuck?
Listen, man, I wouldn't give that bitch was 1,800 feet tall. You would have seen
a
David
so
and Goliath replayed.
You smell so good.
I said, you're
on that balloon.
He's an asshole.
You know what I'm saying? Fucking old man.
You're such a bully.
That guy looks like a fucking asshole. He looks like a fucking
asshole. He is, dog. I mean, really, y'all, if you really met the old man, you would be like, damn, Smell, thank you, because I want to cuss the bitch out. I mean, really.
I'm going to go down to Tampa, and I'm going to back up that old man. I'm going to watch you knock his ass out. Then I'll be like,
no,
oh,
I
know you. Oh,
man,
the radio.
I don't listen. Listen, you get me wrong, though. You get me wrong. I don't have beef with the old man. I don't have no beef with the old man. I have beef with his three sons. All three of them fag-ass niggas, you know what I'm saying, will get their issue if they ever burn their fag-ass out that club popping any kind of shit. You know what I'm saying? But when they come out, they want to always hide behind the nigga that always gets slapped down and shit, the security, which, they, you know, that don't do nothing but make a motherfucker run off and laugh because we know he getting slapped out by bitches.
Smell, let me ask you something. I mean, do you have a reputation down Tampa? I mean, really, I mean, you have a rep?
Man, I got a reputation for being a real nigga, a good nigga. I don't have no reputation for fucking people up. I ain't no vigilante gangster, none of that.
All right, so you're not known as like the fucking Tampa badass, like the guy with the fucking
beat
ass.
Deuce, how you met me?
Shit, in the club.
You feel me? But did you meet me as a gangster-ass motherfucker around there bullshitting and, you know, saying fuck you pussy niggas and fuck you hoes and all that?
Smell good, a cool nigga, dog.
You met me about business. That's what I'm about. I'm about business. But see, it's not business just because, you know what I'm saying, you're running an establishment. You feel me? Just because, easy, you got bid66.com, you feel me? That don't make you a businessman if you don't deliver the products that you're selling on the goddamn website.
Right.
That makes you a what? a swindler,
nigger,
a fucked up person that needs to be getting their ass whooped or cussed the fuck out.
Definition of the word N.
You see what I'm saying? Because you're not. That's what they are. They're not.
So they don't. They don't produce what they say they're going
to. Nah, man. They trying to come from Chicago. They trying to come from the hoods of Chicago.
They're gonna try to hustle everybody.
Down to the hoods of Tampa Bay.
Trying to put
what you want? You coming from a hood to a hood?
Yeah, they're trying to hustle the hustle.
You can't.
And you ain't gonna hustle
that.
You ain't gonna hustle the hustle. You ain't gonna.
You can't do
you're
that.
Not
you're not.
You're not gonna bullshit the bullshitter.
You're not. You feel me? And that was just the whole thing behind that, man. I ain't even pretty bitch. I don't.
I ain't know them dudes. I ain't know they was from Chicago.
Yeah, they're from Chicago. Yeah, his whole family is. Hey, Alexander, let me tell you something about people. I wouldn't give a damn if your ass was Naomi Campbell or motherfucking Tyra Banks or motherfucking Halle Berry. You come down here, you get out of pocket. Your ass will get cussed the fuck out. Obama come down here and get out of pocket. He gonna get cussed out presidentially. I don't see human beings. Human beings are just human beings. Nobody got no more prestige over me than I have over them. I don't see ain't no superstars in my eyes. You just another motherfucker that got a little bit more cash than me.
What if Halle Berry stuck that ass in your face?
Give a fuck. If she got out of pocket and did it the wrong way, she gonna get something that she ain't expecting.
You wouldn't bite that ass? I know Goofy would.
Man,
Goofy
bullshit.
Be all over
now
that ass.
Now that she came and cussed me out and called me a pussy nigga, you old fuck ass nigga, this, that, and this, turn around and try to give me some pussy, I'll kick that bitch in the ass.
That bitch can call me any fucking thing she wants if she gives me that pussy.
Well, brother, it's pussy all over the world. I'm an international fucker. Mm. I don't have all kind of different pussies. So this shit down here is nothing. 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 This is American pussy. Fuck that. But then you got me all done talking about pussy when I'm trying to serve the issue to old men's and shit. You know what I'm saying? Hey, don't put that in the same category. Old raggedy men and women, that's two different things. But women do get out of pocket and got to be put back in the pocket. You know? Hey, you got damn shoe foot wear. Hey, I ain't got nothing to do with that, man. But,
I can appreciate your views on things. I can see how that would piss you off. You know, private enterprise. He was interfering with your right to make fucking money. And
what right do I have to come in your club? You know what I'm saying? And I hear the DJ playing one of my mixtapes. Put it that way, because all the DJs come outside and buy CDs from me because
right.
These stupid motherfuckers, you know what I'm saying, ain't goddamn internet savvy or whatever, and don't know how to download music for themselves. Or find music for themselves, or ain't in the streets like I am for themselves, dealing with independent artists. So therefore, they come to me, you know what I'm saying, to get the music and take it back up into the club to play. So is that my motherfucking right to come up in the club, and because I mark all my shit, and so it says DJ Smell So Good. You feel me? So why is another DJ Scratching Smith, you know what I'm saying, playing DJ Smell So Good music? So is that my right to come up here and say, hey, man, turn my motherfucking mixtape off. Don't be playing my CDs up in this club. That's my music.
Well, yeah, that's your right, but it's also the guy's right.
That's what I'm saying. They ain't even got the right. First of all, you come up in the club. But even if it was a free club and I can come up in there, do I have the right to come up in there and tell you to cut that goddamn music off just because it said Smells So Good come across?
I don't know.
That's not my music, though. That's not my music. That music has been sold, and now it is a product of another person.
Right.
I'm on another private property to where I'm paying rent at. You ain't got shit to do over here. But
right.
Say whatever you want to say from over there. Don't come over here. It's the same premise. I didn't walk into his club. He walked over into my private property. And that's the only reason I had time to pull out the camera on him. You
are
feel
you
me? If I want to be...
Are you going to be there next week selling shit?
He's there every fucking day. I'm there every fucking day.
Cool.
Damn right. I'm there every day. Mother, man, why don't you just stop coming? Fuck that. I ain't going to let a bitch into my pockets. He need to stop coming his ass over here and fucking with me. Well, you get fucked up. That's it. I don't want to hear no peaceful talk because I'm a peaceful person and I'm not the one that initiated that shit. I'm just the one that put him on blast. If it wasn't for me pulling my camera out, I would have just cussed his ass out off camera and nobody would have even known nothing. And I just would have been known in Tampa for the nigga that cussed the old man out. But that's why I pull out my motherfucking camera because I'm professional about mine. And I don't want nobody sitting up here saying I'm just a disrespectful motherfucker that just went off on an old man because that was my picture that I was thinking. No, I walked. If you before that, I walked into my car. He came over there first and approached me and started rah, 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 and all at the mouth. I said, Eric, you hold on. I put him on hold, walked to my car, got my camera out, turned my camera on, and then advised him. If you hear it right at the beginning, I advised him, you are being recorded. So at that point, he had all rights to turn the fuck around, walk the fuck away, go about his business.
Right.
Therefore, he was subjected to what the fuck he got. Shit. Got nothing to do with that. Should have got his ass knocked out. Personally, fuck old age, fuck young age. If you was 5 years old, you would have got a belt put on your little ass. You know, shit. Age is not a number when it comes to respect.
You would have took your belt off and beat him with it?
Man, shit. Would have whooped his ass like he was a little child. Back in the diaper.
Wow.
All good, man. All right, look. I'm supposed to be on fucking German and shit, man. We're supposed to be learning another motherfucking
fuck,
language.
I read all kind of fucking German shit in the chat room, and you weren't even fucking reading it. You were ranting on about that old man.
Man, hold up.
German in there for fucking half an hour.
Hold up. Let me read back some of your goddamn commentary. All right, people. This is Easy E's German coming out of this is Pennsylvania German right here.
Right.
Yeah, this is Pennsylvania German.
That's right.
Y'all to hear some goddamn Pennsylvania German? Here we go. Hold on.
Yeah, let's
hear it. Where we at? It says, well, goddamn history. All right. What the hell is that? Yar Assenstein is stankin' the Deutsch. Air Smellenstein loves the stanky bush.
Stanky bush. Yeah.
Ish. Benutzitz. Gerard Einen, Ubersetzer, whatever the fuck you done put in there. I don't know what the hell.
If you can't read that to make sense, read that one
hell
again.
Hell no.
Read that one again.
Isk Benutz. Benutz. Boots. Nuts. Some shit. Gerard Grade.
Holy fuck, you're reading the wrong fucking chatter.
Einen Ubersetzer. What the hell is that?
I like Spanish.
Yeah, ain't no goddamn Spanish. That sound like Ox Block Blue Block. That's what the fuck it sound like. Damn. Hey, man, we is speaking German, not alien on the show, goddammit. You speaking alien and shit. What the hell?
Gaelic German.
Oh, damn. Hey, thank you for that. I do need. Listen, that's the other thing, too. You know, they got. We in 2010, people, so. You can go, well, right now I'm on Babelfish, Babelfish, Babelfish. And if everybody knows what Babel is, that's actually religious people
right.
of the Tower of Babel that was built up and that the Lord can't crash down because motherfuckers tried to get, you know.
Well, there's that movie out with Brad Pitt called Babel.
Yeah, well, you know, that ain't Scientology, is it?
I don't know. His name of the movie's Babel.
Okay, just choose German. Well, hey, it don't matter, Alexander, if I put that shit that Easy just goddamn wrote up in there, I don't think they're going to be translating that into English. You know what I'm saying? Shit.
As long as I can read it, I don't give a fuck what everybody else says.
Oh, I done fucked up. I done fucked up. I done cleared my goddamn screen. Fucking with Easy. Shit. All right.
Fuck that screen. I'm going back in the chat room.
All right, old man. I'll cuss
fuck
you out later.
Shit.
I mean, talk
old
to you
man
later.
Like that. Fuck this shit.
Oh, man. Shout out to hey, man. Hey. Goddamn it, Easy. Supposed to fucking spray the Biz 66, man. It was that bullshit. Don't you ever bring your ass on the show and not motherfucking advertise. What kind of shit is that? Hell yeah, I'm on Mother Knows Your show last night advertising my ass off. I'm fucking right, I'm trying to get 1 million people from everybody else's show to come through. Shit. All right, well, y'all go to www.bid66.com, and you can go there and get a lot of items for like 50 cents. He got penny bidding, $1 bidding, you know what I'm saying? All kind of shit, you know what I'm saying, with some good products and that you can pick up for purchase. So go and check that out. Yeah. So, since all my shit's been fucking knocked off sideways, my nutty news has been knocked the fuck off sideways. All my shit's been knocked the fuck off sideways. I'm sideways. I'm sitting like a goddamn motherfucker with no V8 in him right now. I'm sideways. You know what I'm saying? I'm sitting sideways. So, what I'm finna do is first put on my German drinking. Hey, I gotta upload it, man. Through all this goddamn talking and shit. Damn, I'm trying to upload German music and all this shit. Got a lot of shit I'm trying to upload. Play this German music real quick. This is a German drinking beer song right here. Let me see.
I'm going to hit you back.
Yeah, do that, do that. Hit me back, hit me back. I should have it uploaded by then.
All right.
All right, hold on, I'm going to play something for real quick. Hold on. Goddamn slow ass bullshit. What the hell my German music at? All right, y'all, this is for all my Frau lines out there and all my, you know, all my German folks out there. You know what I'm saying? Here you go. Should take you back to Germany. This is a drinking beer song when y'all go to Oktoberfest. Coming right after this song, we're going to cover goddamn German today. I don't give a fuck what y'all thinking. We're going to cover some German. I don't give a damn if 50 motherfuckers keep calling in here. We're going to do some German, goddamn it. Shit. Coming back, go to www.byki.com for all your language learning needs, man. That's real. Goddamn 2 minute fucking song. What the fuck is that about? Fucking Germans. Goddamn drinking song. Supposed to be longer than that. How the fuck you drink beer to some goddamn 2 minutes and shit? Alright, oh, fuck hell. Let me beam somebody up in here real quick. Damn, hold on, easy shit. What the fuck is wrong with you, man? God damn it. Trying to beam motherfuckers up in here and shit. Trying to get some advertising. Fuck it, I'll do it for easy, man. Fuck it. Beam no sleep up in here. Let me get some music started real quick, and then I'm going to give y'all some goddamn promo from Pennsylvania, some Pennsylvania promo. Vice is lost. Mia, wait a minute. No, what the fuck is Mr. Manair? That's what it is. No, wait a minute. Manair is goddamn African. My bad. Damn. Well, fuck it then. You know what I'm saying? Vice is lost. Manair Ashwood. Shit. Like, damn, this nigga speaking all kind of language. All right, here we go, here we go. Let me beam goddamn, he's a ride up in his, man. Get some bid 66 going on. Here we go.
Hey.
Yeah, here we go. Go ahead, brother.
I got some disbelievers in the chat room here, Smelly. They're telling me there's no way that that stuff go for that. Well, if they go to my site.
Shit. You will see testimonies on there.
There's testimonies on there. My I got rid of three iPods this week, and none of them went over $1.50. Okay, if they look on my site right now, they'll see a lot of items up there. Just last night, I gave away a $75 Walmart card for $2, a Wii console bundle for $20. I gave away a Deckmate grill for $2. I gave away a television for a car for $1. I gave away a PSP PlayStation 3 for $5. I gave away a Philips portable DVD player for $9. And I give away 2,000 presents a month. 2,000 gifts a month.
The shipping to Europe is not worth it. What kind of shipping do you offer? What kind of shipping do you have?
Free shipping.
I mean, to what? Anywhere in the country or what?
Anywhere in the country and Mexico and Canada. Get the disbelievers in the chat room, man. They start telling me, no, they don't even know what the fuck I'm even doing, and they're saying no.
Alex, he in Singapore, that's why. Yeah, he you ain't shipping to Singapore, goddammit. Not free.
No. If he played and got in touch with me, I'd ship it to him.
Oh yeah, because you can personally ship it though.
I would do him that favor. I'm the owner of the site. I can do anything I want.
Yeah. There you go, my brother, Mr. Alexander Singapore. Know what I'm saying? You got some cheap items right there. Get mailed to you directly from Mr. Easy Rider himself. You know what I'm saying?
That's right.
That's real. So go to www.biz66.com, man. But you got penny bidding, right?
No,
or is it a,
no.
It's a minimum? Okay, 50 cents. That's the minimum. Okay. That's your minimum bid, 50 cents. All
right,
so... Yeah.
I've had many. You know, we give away 5 free bids for people to try it. Okay. And I have had many, many gifts won on the free bids that we offer. We give you 5 free bids to sign up.
Man. I'm gonna go on, click on this shit. Get me some free shit, man. A free T-shirt or something on here. Just
Sally, what's your username on here? I'm gonna give you some free bids.
I'm finna sign it right now. It's gonna be DJ Smells So Good.
Can you give me your username and I'm gonna put some free bids on for you.
All right, here we go, people. I got the Apple iPad.
That's
no
right.
Auction. Oh, you ain't got no auction fee for that.
3 o'clock. 3 o'clock we're open.
No, I'm saying the Apple iPad. What do you mean no auction fee for this item?
You don't have to pay the 50 cents or the $2 that it goes for. We pay everything. It costs you totally nothing.
God damn, and the bid only started at $3? For Apple iPad, $2.95, people, is the starting fucking bid. That was the highest bidder so far by Mountain Dew.
Right. Now, remember, when you bid on it, it only goes up 1 penny per 50 cents bid you spent.
Oh, okay, that's what you were saying. I couldn't understand. I didn't understand what you were meaning by that. Okay, so every 50 cent bid, it goes up a penny.
Yes, you can only bid one at a time.
So if I want to put $10 on there, you know what I'm saying? I can bid $10 or something.
No, you can only place 50 cent bid at a time, one bid at a time.
Damn, that is a killer there. Damn, that's a killer.
No. If your name's on top, when the timer hits zero, you win it.
Hell no. Nah. Tick time is 2 minutes.
Right.
You got a lot of stuff, 2 minutes. Two minutes. You got. So that means, what, 2 minutes left?
No, 2 minutes we start the timer on, and everybody starts bidding. Okay? Now, every time somebody bids, that timer resets back to the 2 minutes. Okay? And you just keep on going until you run other people out of bids. Or somebody had to leave, they couldn't stay,
A lot of different reasons. I have people.
But you got 2 minutes.
Yes.
So like that. Okay, so the Apple iPad, you got 30 seconds.
Right, that's a 30-second timer. See, I lower the timers. As the game goes on, I make the timers lower. I'll take that iPad down to a 10-second timer.
Damn. Yeah, I'm signing the fuck up right now.
Yeah, I'm going to give you a bunch of free bids, really, so you can win
free,
something.
Free, and it's easy to sign up, people. You know what I'm saying? Y'all motherfuckers out there signing up.
I don't ask you for all that bullshit. You hear me?
All that other bullshit.
I ask you for a couple things, that's all. I don't ask you for all that personal information.
No, I ain't finna do all that. I'm just gonna put Smelly in. I don't feel like typing all that shit.
That's gonna be your name, Smelly. And I'll put some free bids on her because you're a believer.
Oh, yeah. I'm trying to tell everybody to stop ordering the fuck out the stores and go to EPAB China, man. Matter of fact, I turned you on to that before, didn't I?
That's right.
Yeah, so, I mean, yeah, why the fuck go shop by the Best Buy, CompUSA, Target, anything electronic-wise? I ain't talking about clothes because I don't give a fuck about clothes.
You try a whack at bid 66.
All right. I'm telling you. All right. What you need, government name? You need real name? You need the real name or you want just what?
Well, I mean, for the real information, yeah, use your real name and stuff because we had to know where to ship the item at.
Shipping. Oh, okay. Well, it don't matter what the name is, though.
I mean, all I need, you don't put your real name down. Just put any fucking thing down. Just try to hide from me. Well, I get a fucking...
Let me tell you.
That information is confidential, dude. All that information is confidential. It don't even go to me. I don't even see it. That information.
If anybody did research enough and looked at my websites, my government name is all over my motherfucking website. My name is David Roundtree. I ain't no hider. You know what I'm saying? I just respect what I go by. DJ smells so good.
I understand it, but we like to have the right names on stuff. So when we ship
yeah.
In case it goes next door, they don't have a name. You know what I mean? Stuff gets lost in the mail. We don't want that. We want to get it right. Hey, I just auctioned off yesterday 25 box seat tickets for the Pittsburgh Pirate opener game yesterday.
Damn. Hey, when they ask you at the bottom, it's going to say, how did you hear about us? You heard about them to blogtalkradio.com/SmellyBTR.
That's right.
That's how you heard about it, goddamn. You put my whole radio show information in there, and there
you
go.
Put it in there. Put it in there.
Oh, I just did. Hey. I'm just.
Also, make sure you give me that username.
There you go. Your account has been created. Click here for login. Yeah, I'm logged in, people. I'm fucking logged in. Damn right. Logged in real quick. Smelly?
What's that, Smelly? So your username is going to be Smelly, right?
Yeah. I'm logged in.
Okay, great. Okay, I'm going to show you some bits. I'm going to show you my power. Now, here's Easy Rider's power. Watch this. I'm going to go into my secret spot.
No, number of bids. I got five. What do you mean, number of bids? Five.
Just wait a minute. You just wait a second there. Don't be bidding yet. You don't bid until 3 o'clock.
Yeah. Okay.
Okay. You hold on a minute. Well, keep talking. Run your show.
Yeah. Yeah. Ash, well, what's happening, my brother? What's happening with you today, Queen Madonna? You know what I'm saying? Guten Abend, because this is German today. So Guten Abend, and was ist los, man. Yeah. That's. And everybody keep hearing me say that. Was ist los is what's up. You know what I'm saying? That's like the slang in German. That's the most common, you know what I'm saying, words that they use in the slang. So you got was ist los, and then you can say, like, if you're leaving, you can either say I'll be the same, which is, you know, like I see you later, or you can say tschüss. A lot of people say tschüss, which is like, you know, bye, or, you know, peace the fuck out, tschüss. I'm teaching that in a second, man. Y'all hold on. But we're on www.biz66.com, you know what I'm saying? And trying to learn some new shit. And I'm looking for the goddamn deuce track. I just motherfucking...
Okay, now, what I want you to do is I want you to... Listen, Smelly. I want you to play that Star Trek beaming up thing, girl.
Oh, okay. Oh, you need me to beam you up?
I want you to beam me. I beam it up. Beam them bibs up.
All right, here we go, people. Got to hit it with the hard beam just to make sure. You know what I'm saying? Watch your ears. Watch your ears, people. Here we go. Had the hard beam. It had a lot of items. You know what I'm saying? We had a lot of items. And I had to beam it up. So let's go back.
Hey, what's it say now? What's it say now? How many bits you got?
Here we go. We're checking. We're going back. We're going back. All right, let me do a refresh. Let me reload my shiznit. Loading, loading.
Smell
good. Then, I got you. Bam! Goddamn, 55 bits.
Yo, it is magic, isn't it? Easy is magic, isn't he?
Goddamn. So, I mean, what does that mean? You have to buy a bid in order to bid?
Yes, usually buy a bid pack.
Okay. So you start people off with 5 bids, though.
Right, just to try it out, to see if they like it.
Try it out. So they basically get...
I have a lot of winners. I have a lot of winners with them 5 bids. Yes, I do. People win every day with the 5 free bids. Yes, they do.
Damn, ain't that a bitch.
I give away 2,000 products a month, Smelly. 2,000 a month.
Man.
A lot of items to give out.
Hell yeah.
We're really rolling out there. We're rolling them out. We got almost... 20,000 members right now.
Yeah. Lee, you, me, I'm from the bid on this goddamn, it's Garmin.
Yeah, free shipping. We got
fucking GPS shit.
Hey, anything goes wrong in a year, you send that product back, I'll give you a brand new one personally for free. Shipping and everything. I'll pay the shipping it costs you to get it there, too. I'll pay everything.
Thanks. So, I mean, who are your sponsors? You got sponsors and stuff?
No, man, I'm the sponsor.
Well, I'm just saying, ain't nobody, since you done had it up, they ain't want to, like, jump on, you know what I'm saying, jump on your dick. Hey, I got some free stuff to add to your site.
No, they don't do that. Their people are too friggin' cheap. I buy everything at Amazon. Okay? When you win it, I go to Amazon and I buy it.
All right. Oh, that's why I ain't got the shit on him.
And, Smelly, I give it overnight delivery. I deliver it overnight yet. How much more can I do for everybody?
Damn. How much the overnight running?
A lot more than it does for 5 or 8 days, that's for sure.
I believe that. God, I just shit. China charged me $25. Them bitches charged me $25.
Well, if that Singapore guy contacts my website personally, gives me his address, if he plays bid 66, I'll personally send that out to him and I'll absorb the cost. If he wins stuff, I will pay for his shipping.
There you go. Can't beat that with a motherfucking German bat. I don't even know what that is, but
that
you know.
Put that in your Singapore slang and drink it.
Singapore, you know what I'm saying? You don't speak no Singaporean? I don't even know that. Okay, and Kawasaki to you.
What's your cookie with rice and futon with crouton?
Opening container folded. That's what the fuck is the song at? Well, there you go, people. I want to give y'all some maximum exposure. You know what I'm saying? From you know, cause it ain't no excuse really to be shopping in the stores. We need to put a goddamn a bid website for food up, goddamn, and send y'all motherfuckers.
I do have food on there. I got Omaha steaks on there.
Oh yeah,
I
seen the steaks.
Oh,
yeah,
they're so
steaks.
Good. They're the best steak you ever ate in your life, Smelly. The Omaha steaks are unfucking believable. They don't have no meat like that in China. They ain't got meat like we got in China. That's for sure. We got some good meat there. That Omaha steaks, I put that up against any goddamn, what do they call them cows over there in China? Real expensive beef. Kobe, that Kobe beef. I'll put that Omaha up against that Kobe any day of the week.
Kirby beef. That's what it is. Oh, you say curry.
Kobe. K-O-B-E. Yes. Kobe beef's about $40 a pound over there.
God damn. The fuck kind of cow that's coming from?
Oh, listen, Alexander goes, can I get some bids, too? Why would you want to get bids on a scam?
Ah, You know what I'm talking about? How about you just send me your money and I'll bid for you?
I'll tell you what. I'll be a nice guy. If Alexander can tell me his username on the site, I will personally give him some bids.
Bam. There you go, man. You can't.
Out,
you see what I'm saying?
This
is what the goddamn tool will do for you, people.
I will personally, if he wins something, when he contacts my office for the info, Bid 66 info, and tell them that he met me on Blog Talk, they will get in touch with me, and I will give him free shipping to China.
Damn. No, not China. Singapore.
Oh, Singapore. Where the fuck is that?
Yeah. I'm saying China because I ordered.
What is Alexander's username?
Alexander,
what's his username?
Well, I don't know what he's going to do it on there. He said he already signed up with Bid 66.
Yeah, but I need his username so I can give him some free bids.
I think it's Sweet. Yeah, I'll just fucking with you.
I don't know.
He wrote it there. You said it was too good to be true. Sweet. I think his name is Sweet and shit. You know what I'm saying?
If he doesn't give us that username, we can't give him any free bids, right, Smelly?
Oh, no, that's his username, Alexander84.
Oh, it is?
Yeah. Okay, kept it real.
Okay.
Kept it real.
Oh, okay. Alexander84 is his username. Okay, let me write this down. We're going to do a magical beam up in a minute here.
All right.
This is only on the Smelly Scoot Show. We're doing these free bids here all week.
All week, man. Y'all see it live. You know what I'm saying? I can't give y'all free money like 186 Deuce. You know what I'm saying? My homeboy Goofy Bone be handing out that cheese. But what I can do is hand out some free bids up in this motherfucker. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Yeah.
Exactly right. 100% right. That's free bids for big money.
Deuce, I'm uploading you right now. And,
Alexander, hold on.
Give me a couple little seconds.
A-L-E-X-A-N-E-E-R-84-84. And I'm going to hit the search. Okay, I found him. Now. Okay, and we're going
now to... You got 20,002 members, goddammit.
Okay, now we're going to go here where it has... Yeah, he's got five. Okay, now we're going to do the magic drum roll here.
Smell good.
We're going to give him three bits.
What ass would it?
Okay.
Give me a drum roll. There you go.
Beam it up. Beam them bits up.
Put a puppet mouth there.
Hold on. All right, goddammit, I got 1,000 things going on. Y'all hold the fuck on. Shit. Trying to beam shit up. Damn, y'all getting all in the way of the goddamn beam and shit. I almost beamed your lips off in this motherfucker. Y'all better watch out. I don't think y'all know what the fuck y'all at. You're going to find your fucking hands all outside the ship and shit. I do now, I'm telling you.
Alexander looks on his screen, he will see that he has some bids for free from compliments of Easy Rider.
And I'm waiting. I got to stay. No, I was supposed to leave out of the house early. I got to wait a fucking another hour just so I can put the bids down before I leave.
Yeah.
So I got to wait. Hey, fuck it. I'm sitting.
Now's a good time. 3 o'clock's a good time to play because that's when the less people are on the site. I'll give you that little tip there. 3 o'clock is the best time to play. Yes.
Well, fuck it. I'm using all 55 of them bitches up one time.
You gotta wait till it gets down to along 3 or 4 and then bid. Wait till it's on a 10-second timer too.
Oh, okay.
Give you guys a couple tips.
So the 30 seconds, that sounds short, but it'd be so many people hitting it that it keeps resetting it.
Right.
Oh,
right.
Oh,
Dump in till they lower that tick timer down to 10 seconds.
Man. All right, now y'all better motherfucking clue in. Give me y'all some stock market tips, goddammit, because I don't play the stock market. Yes. I don't invest my money in no stock market, but goddammit, yeah.
How about this cyanide? Who's cyanide? You know them? S-C-I-E-N?
Yeah, cyanide.
Who's that?
That's cyanide. He's Netherlands. He's in the Netherlands.
Well, that's only in Canada, isn't it? Where's the Netherlands at?
The Netherlands, no, it's Germany. That's over in Germany.
Oh, that's Germany. What Europe. The fuck am I thinking? Jesus Christ.
Yeah, Europe.
I'll ship to him, too. If he wants some bids, I'll ship to him, too. If he wants to give us his username, sign up to the site, we'll give
him
some bids.
There you go. Get some fucking free bids. We got free bids, people. We got free bids. He's giving you free money. Well, you got to look at that. Okay, 35 bids. Oh, okay. He doing dishes, so you got to hold on for sign night. Well, we got you, homie. But the 35 bids, you know what I'm saying? You got to, that equals out to, okay, 50 cent a bid. That is Germany. What the hell is Netherlands? It's by Germany. It's in Europe. That's not Germany. Excuse me. The Netherlands is not Germany, people. It is located next door to Germany. That's all I'm saying. I mean, you can drive to the motherfucker, though. Yeah, you can drive to the shit.
Hey, you're still closer than I said, Canada.
Yeah, well, yeah. Yeah, my bad. Yeah, that's like calling a Mexican Cuban and shit, you know what I'm saying? Yeah, they're next to Germany, excuse me. He's at the border.
I'm thinking of Nova Scotia for Canada.
Oh. No, I would have said Russia. Ain't that in Russia? Nova Scotia? Shit.
No.
All right. Well, look at here, people. Let me look down this list because I think I got a new song uploaded, too.
Good 66 week at the Smelly Show.
That's real, man. Y'all getting free bids. I'm waiting another hour, and then I'm going to jump on this motherfucking bidding, man. First thing I'm bidding on is the goddamn Apple iPad, even though I don't like Apple. Even though I don't like Apple, you know what I'm saying? Shit. Fuck that. So that's the whole key thing, too, is the person with the most bids wins. So, I mean, you have to, you know, constantly keep bidding, you know, watching the ticker and shit. You just can't, you know what I'm saying, go off and get a cup of coffee and shit, you know what I'm saying, come back. You got to sit there and, you know, actively participate in that shit. So, all right, check this out, y'all. This is a new song right here from my homeboy Deuce, man. You know what I'm saying? We got Three Minutos. And since, you know, language got fucked up today, it don't matter. You know what I'm saying? As long as we got good entertainment going on, time to learn the language Tuesday. Hell, y'all learn some new language. The way I be cussing, I know goddamn well y'all learn a million new motherfucking words a day. Fucking with me. Yeah. And we're going to get into this one little cut right here. 3 minutes left to the show. I'm also on www.livestream.com/WDGE radio. Live via webcam each and every Tuesday. You know what I'm saying? And that's how we get it in real big. So this is Deuce featuring Shulk D. This is I Got It. Eat! God damn it. We're going to come back right after this. Reckoning Game Radio.
Al Cartel on the beat. Nigga. Remember that name. Deuce and Shulk D. Nigga. It ain't a game.
Boy. Y'all niggas better be glad I got a little bread to play with, boy. Cause if I didn't, nigga.
Back to the money. Y'all already know what I do. If I get on my dick, I'ma hit your lick. Get your ass up out that cool. This how your boy gon' play it. I don't give a fuck where you say it. I don't give a fuck about your click. Man, fuck that nigga you with. He ain't nothing but a soft nigga anyway. He's scared, he ain't ready for the gunplay. I can see it in his pussy ass eyes. Get a bitch nigga really wanna try. When I pop that trunk and I duck, one of y'all fuck niggas gon' die. I done seen everything but Jesus. I don't rock no dress, but I rock that red, that purple of your ass in pieces. I done followed your ass to your home. Man, I know that you whipping up stone. See, nigga, that bitch that you trust, that silly hoe talk too much. She ain't wonder but a bag and a blunt. She the reason why your ass got stuck. See, you really need to be in church. Go talk to a preacher, son. Cause the streets, they really ain't for you. Get saved, you stand in the pulpit. Like a preacher, little nigga, try to get rich. Guaranteed to get slapped with a 4-5. You don't give up that money, nigga, real quick. See, most 211s ain't up in a 187 when a motherfucker like me. Just gotta eat, I 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 gotta eat. Because I'm hungry.
This money, dawg, chasing paper, that's what I'm running for. Look at me now, that boy, that money low. Hey, being broke, so I'm selling dope. Go tell the cops, I'm making paper. Fuck you, fuck niggas, y'all just haters, yeah. I'm looking good on 20 rims, play you're smiling at your ass. Picture on the side, watch me as I ride, I want an autograph. That shit cost five. Yeah, I love bread, something you can't get. So get your stacks up, cause I stay chasing money. I let my pockets feel fluffy. Ain't that something? So when you see a nigga, don't be acting funny. The next time you see me, I'm crushing something. So holler at me when you see me down, homie.
Y'all, hey, Shaw, man, they run around here like it's Ramadan or something, man. Starving themselves. You know what I'm saying? Look, man, why is y'all fasting? Ain't no fasting going on. The economy fucked up, dog. We're in a recession. Boy. Well, y'all just don't know, boy. If I was broke like you, nigga, look here.
Money. Y'all already know my dudes. If I get on my dick, I'ma hit me a lick. Get your ass up out that coupe. No, nigga, you can keep that chain. That shit ain't worth a motherfucking thing. Stop most y'all niggas get killed doing all that flexing. Knowing that way, you ain't really got now. Straight out the hood. Hit a lick, now I live in Carrollwood. If you want it, you can really come and get some. Pussy nigga, but you better put a big gun. You can all get you raw, nigga, in the bank. You got your nigga top, the DJ. See, most two of them end up in a 187 with a motherfucker like me. Just gotta eat. Because I'm hungry. I gotta eat. Because I love bread. I gotta eat. Because I'm hungry. I gotta eat. Because I love bread.
Yeah, y'all hear that new shit right here, man. And all I can say to that song is,
wow! Congratulations!
You know? And right before we end this show, man, let me go ahead and bring everybody up in this biatch. Get everybody last minute shout outs or whatever you need to do. Get it up at your ass. Right now, people, this is how we do it. Let me beam everybody up in here real quick. Y'all hold on just a second. Scooby-dooby-doo, where are you? God damn it. No, I don't whack my switch. Hey, everybody hear me, y'all? Hello, anybody? Is anybody hear me? God damn it. Well, hey, the show's over then, because I can't bring everybody back in. I try to bring y'all back online, but Blog Talk has closed all the switch for this evening. So, that'll do it. Tune in tomorrow, for a Wild Out Wednesday, where we, fuck it. We're going to be learning some German at the first end of the beginning of the goddamn show. I don't know what y'all thinking. Shit, there's no miseducation around this motherfucker here. So tune in. Don't forget Scandalous Biatch Saturday is back, you know what I'm saying, going down this Saturday. And we're doing this thing each and every day right here live, Monday through Saturday, 12 p.m. and 2 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on the Starship Smelly Prize. It's your host, Captain Smell So Good, representing TAMPA. Trey Four is my hood, FLA. You already know 81 Trey is on the map. Big ups to everybody, and I'll holler at y'all on the flip side. Peace.